Peace, y'all. Peace, peace, peace. I know some of y'all be saying y'all can't really hear me clear, but I'm working the kinks of this new microphone. I'm trying to get it together, so hopefully I can figure it out. If y'all are on the Patreon, make sure y'all go check out Child Stars under MK Ultra. All right, Child Stars under MK Ultra. That's a crazy video. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, they forgot that all of this stuff didn't happen. You know what I mean? And you know, we're gonna talk about the reptilian cult. You know what I'm saying? People that worship the sun and all of that, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna drop a video for y'all today, also on Patreon, and then I'll be back at 3 p.m. as usual to deliver y'all the real news. You know what I'm saying? All right, so see who we got up in here, man. You know the notifications, they sending it out a little late, so we gonna check it in real quick. Salute to Traquan Smith. What's popping? Thunder Damn Beast, was popping. Name on the check. Salute J Cudzy 01, was popping. Victoria St. Gerald, hey there, love, was popping. Josie said, yo, what's good? Loving these back-to-back lives. Yeah, I'm figuring out, you know, the algorithm and how all of this, you know, internet thing works. So, you know, we're going to get to it. Salute Lady Love in the building. Illy Santana, was popping. Dog Wolf Pump. Happy Friday to everybody, man. Happy Friday. Hope y'all have a blessed and safe weekend. Who else we got up in here? Bandana B. He said, best YouTube channel. I mean, I ain't the best yet, but I'm going to get there. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to get there. It's going to take me some time, but I'm going to get there. You know what I mean? We're going to get some, cameras and backdrops and all that stuff. Then I could say, you know, when the presentation is right. Salute Belzy 007, name on the check. Nisi, oh, name on the check said these last videos been crazy. Yeah, I got some crazy stuff to show y'all today. Nisi Brown, it's very nice to hear you right now. This is a vibe, absolutely. Salute Jay Stacks, was popping. Forever Brit, my man BP, Tommy Hilfiger, yo. 5-5 Alisa Day, was popping. Marcus Wallace, what's going on? Righteous One. Alright, so so I don't know which one I'm gonna get to first. I don't know which one I'm gonna talk about first, honestly. I don't know if I'm gonna do the pause. I don't know if I'm gonna talk about the Fast and Furious actor or Jamie Foxx. But Jamie Foxx, y'all, got a crazy video out there. Crazy video. And I'm going to play it. All right. Just recently, we talked about Orlando Brown, you know, basically saying he got it in with a bunch of celebrities and all of that stuff, right? Hollywood is a dark place. I'm going to just say that. Hollywood is a very strange and dark place. Now, if you are a person out there that wants to be involved in this community, right, I tell y'all all the time, you're gonna have to participate in certain things, rituals, right? Could be humiliation rituals, which is another form of hazing that happens in secret societies and things of that nature. Then, you know, you got to step further when it gets a little suspect, all right? And then it gets to the part where it's dangerous, if you know what I'm saying. So I believe that each level or each ritual that takes place is a level of success that you're gonna go to. You know what I'm saying? If you see a person just mysteriously end up dead or whatever the case may be, yeah, 9 times out of 10, they going for the big bag, okay? And then, you know, you got the funny business. You know, they want to be rich, but they just like, hey, you know what? I don't want to do that. You know, I'm not that tough. And then you got the humiliation rituals of the people that go out there and wear dresses and do all kind of weird stuff, right? So we got a lot to talk about today, but we're going to talk about also Jamie Foxx. I found this crazy video, y'all. It's crazy. All right. I didn't know this was out there. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't know this sus-ass video was out there, but it's out there. All right? It's a little disturbing. So if you eating lunch right now, I'd advise y'all, you know, just hold off on it because it's going to get crazy without breaking YouTube's guidelines. And then we're going to talk about an actor by the name of Alec Richson, right? Now, Alec Richson was an actor. He played in a few movies. Let me get his list up here real quick. He played in a few movies. One in particular is going to be Fast and Furious. Fast and Furious X, the one that came out, I think it was 2020 that one came out. I'm not sure. But he left Hollywood. He got the heck out of Dodge. Yeah, he was in Smallville, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, The Wedding Ringer, Titans of, what else? Reacher. He just did a video. The last movie he did was in 2022. Yeah, so I guess now he's doing like off-brand movies and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying? But he's, he left Hollywood. He left Hollywood. He gonna talk about it in this video that I'm gonna show y'all. Panda Panda was popping. Pana Pana. Come on, Pana. We need more ammo. You know what I'm saying? You know Big Pun. Salute to Big Pun. Rest in peace to Pun, son. It's one of my top five favorite rappers, man. I love Big Pun, son. Double S said they all sick. Yeah, man. Latoya Logan was popping. She said, keep up the good work, Jay, as always. Star Rose said, what Jamie Foxx clone doing right now? Alright, so we're gonna talk about this. Let's play the video real quick without me talking too much. And yeah, this is kind of crazy, y'all. Kind of crazy.
Right now, and I'm not afraid to say that I embrace his music, him as a man and as a person. That's all I'm saying. That doesn't mean that I'm gay or anything like that. But I'm just saying, if I was to go there, okay, so he's my first choice. I'm just saying. But I'm saying that in a very like, what's up type way. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be like the average type thing. It would be like, Lenny, what's up? What's up with that stuff? It wouldn't be like, you know, no feminine. It would be like homies sharing music and then we share love.
Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. I know it was mad low, but if you couldn't hear it, turn your volume up. Now I'm gonna talk about this, right? I'm gonna talk about this buck breaking situation that happens in Hollywood with a lot of these actors. Now, for those that may have seen that video already, all right. I'm just going to say this to y'all real quick. That was suspect. That was suspect. You know what I'm saying? Suspect. All right? Now, I never saw it before. If y'all saw it, hey, kudos to y'all, man. You know what I'm saying? But I never saw the video before. Right? But what I want to point out is this, Ron. And then that last part that I showed y'all was him playing Wanda, and he was doing some weird stuff with Tommy Davidson, you know, and they've been real close. But it's so weird that a lot of this stuff happens in Hollywood or Hollyweird. All right, and why does buck breaking have to take place, right? Humiliation rituals, men wearing dresses and getting down with the get down, you know, doing all of this weird stuff in Hollywood. And then it comes out years later. Yeah, look at this video. Right? You saw this? Bruh. What's going on in Hollywood that these people have to do this, man? You know what I'm saying? Now, many people believe that Jamie Foxx now, today, is a clone. Okay, but like I said before, you know, it's a lot of weird stuff. A lot of weird stuff, man. A lot of weird stuff. Let me see what y'all talking about, man. Yasuki said, Jamie Foxx bust ninjas in the back for a feature. Kanye. Oh, yeah, I couldn't play that clip. I had that too, but I couldn't play that because I think he was on Howard Stern. And Howard Stern copyrights all his material, so I didn't want to put that up there. You know what I mean? Salute to Charles Wilson. He said, great day and grand rising. Keep staying safe, sane, healthy, strong, upbeat, direct, straightforward, upfront balance. And that the center point is key. Yeah. Appreciate that, man. Thank you, man. Salute to Keisha Ingram. She said, hey, Jay, I love your content. I appreciate you, Keisha. Word. That's crazy, man. Niecy Brown said, I never really watched that BET show Color or something like that, but I thought that show itself was suspect. It was like a spinoff of Saturday Night Live, Mad TV, all of that stuff, comedy skits. But, you know, you saw Marlon Wayans said the other day, right? He was like, I don't see what's wrong with people wearing dresses. Why is it not? It's not art if we wear dresses. No, it's not art. All right? No, it's not art, bruh. See, here's the thing, right? When you were young and you're watching television shows like this, it's influence. Okay? Especially if people think it's funny. It's influence. Whether you believe that or not, it's influence. You know what I'm saying? It's influence. And a lot of these actors know that. Now, for you to be 40, 50 years old, 60 years old, and have wardress that is forever in a movie, that will never leave this earth. It's forever there. It's a permanent stain on your resume. Your kids grow up and they see this. So what type of example are you setting? You get what I'm saying? What type of examples are you setting, man? Unbelievable, man. Unbelievable. Let's get to this other clip. Now, like I said, the actor by the name of Alan Richardson, he plays in a couple of movies, Fast X. And like I said, he just recently did a few bootleg movies. I guess you want to call them bootleg, whatever. But he left Hollywood and he talks about the dark side of what took place inside of Hollywood. All right. Now, like I said, this live may not be too long because I got to give y'all another live and I got to also do a Patreon video for y'all today. But we're going to play this clip, though, and then I'm going to read y'all comments on how y'all feel about this, man.
Nobody ever tells you that, like, when you get to the top, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's just more of that. If you want it, you know, I had ground and scraped and fought to make movies and to make the things that I wanted to make and to sell books and sell scripts. And I was doing all those things. And then I get there and I'm like a broken shell of myself with this relationship that threatened to sort of like truly like wreck my life. And I had done nothing to deserve that. And, you know, I'm like, what is life? Like, what, you know, I'm so backwards.
Right, you thought everything that was going to make you happy didn't.
Yes.
Everything you wanted to do, you yes. were doing, but you still weren't happy.
But I was, you know, but I'm a victim. I'm a product, I should say, of these systems that we all survive in, which is, you know, this sort of capitalist driven corporatocracy kind of driven, way of merchandising and commercializing every thought and fear and moment that we have in our lives and never giving us a chance to slow down. And you know, when I was able to, I was on my way out and I saw my kids and I saw them grown up and
you really saw that.
Yes, I did. And and I saw them asking me just like a mature grown adult would say, you know, say something very calmly without emotion, like, please don't do this. It was such a startling image that, you know, them saying, we need you. that I climbed up out of that. I pulled myself up and I got out of that. And
was it hard to get out of that?
I mean, thank God I work out, because I mean, if I didn't,
you wouldn't have, I wouldn't have the strength to do
that, you know. But I did, so I got up there. And
did you just get hysterical after that?
Yeah,
just like kind of lost your mind for a second.
Like, this is where I am. What is wrong? And this is after a good year. This is after making tons of money. This is after like, this is after accomplishing all the goals. How can that be? Like, that's not something we talk about, that there's nothing there at the top, that, like, you know, that life isn't about, you know, Jim Carrey said it before, you know, I hope everybody gets what they want and gets the riches that their hearts desire. So they realize that there's no, that's not what life is all about. That's not what will make you happy. You know, some people have discovered that truth. And so you talk about what inspired me to start talking about something more meaningful on my channel. And it was this realization when I came out of that. I called a doctor that I'd never talked to. I know a shrink in LA who seemed to be able to help people like this, you know, it was advertising, that kind of thing. And I said, I need help immediately, like this hour, because I don't know what's going to happen, right? I'm out of my mind. And he sees me, and you know, it was the first time I ever heard the word bipolar and my name in the same sentence. He goes, we took some tests together, and he goes, okay, you're bipolar. Bipolar one, a little bipolar two, you know? And I was like, I go, sorry for cussing. A lot of, you know, I try.
Swear.
I know a lot of young people, but you know, you follow me because of the stuff that I talk about on my channel, but I was so pissed. I'm like, fuck. And I'm still a little, I'm like, fuck you. I'm not. Fuck you. And he was like, okay. Like, he's probably done this 1,000 times with people.
Right. But I almost thought you'd feel like a relief. Like,
no, man.
You know what it is.
You want to put me in a box? You want to put me in a little category, especially a category of like basket cases? Like, fuck you, man. I'm healthy.
That was your initial thought, right?
Yes, dude. I resisted. And then he goes, I think there's medication. And I'm like, fuck you, man. I'm out. And I left. And I like go down to the parking garage, and I'm like sweating and pissed, and I know he's right. You know, I know he's right. And I go back, and I'm like, I'm having a hard time dealing with this, but let's talk about what you know of this.
Yeah. Money ain't a thing. Money is not a thing, especially in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? Especially in Hollywood. Salute, Blowberry Blowpop said, chasing the wrong thing. Yeah. What's popping, Malia 420? She said, dang, he spit truth. Man. JD Lay said, this guy is a man. He didn't let people get to him about Reacher. I don't know. I never saw the show. But I find this to be crazy that a lot of people, especially in Hollywood, right? They go through mental issues, right? They go through mental issues. Maybe it could be traumatizing situations that may have taken place with inside that business, right? To the point where now a lot of these actors have to have a mental evaluation. You know what I mean? So that could be the case too. But the fact is that what he said is he got to the top and realized that there was nothing there. Yeah, because you didn't get all the way to the top, sir. Right? You thought where you was at was the top, but there's people above you that you got to answer to. And there's people above them that they got to answer to. And it keeps going on and on and on. You'll never figure out the truth. You know what I'm saying? That's the whole point of that. And Hollywood knows this. This is why these people are put in place to be influencers. You know what I'm saying? To basically influence the minds of the people. Charles Wilson said, the world is a big stage full of characters, actors, actresses. We live in a computer simulation, a video game, a straight fairy tale. Yeah, man, everything is fake these days. You know what I'm saying? Everything is fake these days. You know, you got to realize, man, it's not, you know, when you when you look at certain things on social media, right, it should tell you that we living in this false reality where people are trying to keep up. I told y'all this the other day. You know, you got people out here that can buy views and make themselves look a certain way. And, you know, it's not real. You know, you see a person on the internet and they look like they got it together and all of this stuff. That they, half the time, I'm going to be honest with you. Half the time people go out and buy designer and all of this stuff. They don't even, they probably wear it one time and then take it back the next day. And then you like, wait a minute, they got all of this stuff. They take their little pictures on the internet or on Instagram, and then they go right back to Nordstrom and return that stuff. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's a false reality. That's why you can't get caught up in that stuff. You know what I'm saying? You can't get caught up in it. let's see. Salute the lyricist. She said, I'm late. Nah, it's all good. No, Nell Ortiz said, at this point, I see to be on Hollywood level. You got to play ball. Yeah, without a doubt. You know, you don't know what these people go through or witness or experience to the point where they just like, yo, I'm going crazy. That's what they say. And then, you know, it's so wild. If you don't comply to their rules and regulations, then they say, they label you crazy. The media puts it out there. Yeah, he's crazy. Or she's crazy. You know what I'm saying? To discredit that person's whole ordeal of what they was talking about. You know what I mean? But it be like that, man. It be like that. OTE says, stop posting negative stuff on J Video, man. I mean, hey, I don't know what people said. Who said something negative? What they said? Only person I see is Dismo. He said, hail Satan. Hey, if that's what you want to believe in, man, hey, do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Do what you do, man. But I'm going to tell you now, it ain't going to end well for you in the end. Yeah, man. Salute to Lacey Lavender. What's popping? Auntie Nark. What's popping? Mar R. Kyoko in the building. Yeah, he said, Chief Sosa said, it's called the World Wide Web for a reason. Yeah, man. This is what I'm saying. We're going to play this Jamie Foxx clip real quick. Again, you know what I'm saying, for the people that just got in here. And then, like I said, I'm going to work on a video for y'all on Patreon today. And then I'm going to be back at 3 p.m. to deliver y'all with some real, real news. You know what I'm saying? Real, real news, man. But let's play this Jamie Foxx joint again. And then I'll shout y'all out and end the live real quick.
And I'm not afraid to say that I embrace his music, him as a man and as a person. That's all I'm saying. That doesn't mean that I'm gay or anything like that. But I'm just saying, if I was to go there, okay, so he's my first choice. I'm just saying. But I'm saying that in a very like, what's up type way. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't be like the average type thing. It would be like, Lenny, what's up? What's up with that stuff? It wouldn't be like, you know, no feminine. It would be like homies sharing music and then we shared love.
That's how they come at y'all at them parties, man. You know what I'm saying? I didn't heard plenty of stories of rappers, supposedly straight rappers, right? And dudes be like, yo, you get down with that too? You be like, yeah. Then you be like, yo, that nigga play that game, son. And they come at you direct like that, like, yeah, you know, what's up, man? Da, da, da. You heard what Woody from Drew Hill said, right? When I did the interview with him, he was like, yo, dude was on the phone. Y'all go make sure y'all go watch that interview and give my man Woody Rock a follow on Instagram. He said, yo, he went to some type of event or something, a gospel event. And he said he was talking to dude in the lobby, right? And then he said, he went to his room or whatever and kept it moving. And then he said he called dude called his room or whatever and sounded like a female, like a punk. So that's how they do. They come at you. Yeah, yeah. What's up, man? What's popping, man? What's up with that shoot? You know what I mean? And then, you know, These is down low dudes, man. Down low dudes, man. You know what I'm saying? These is down low dudes. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Word. Yeah, Lyricist said that was a great interview. Yeah, y'all go check that out if y'all ain't see it. People catch it on the replay and all of that. You know what I'm saying? LaToya Logan said, anything for the bag. That's a fact. Anything for the bag. And it be your favorite rapper. You be like, dang, not him. Yes, him. Yes, him. Yes, him. You know what I'm saying? I remember Jadakiss had said a line a couple years ago. He said, hold on, let me see if I can remember that line. I'm going to see if I can remember what he said. It's a song. It's called Greasy. It's a song called Greasy, right? Jadakiss said, he said, let's be real. He said, everybody in the industry, either they gay or on E-pills. And this is true. This is true, son. This is true, man. This is true. But salute to Alan Richson, man. I don't know. I never saw his show. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what's going on with him, but I'm glad he got up out of Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? So he could do better things for his kids and all of that. You know, you never know what that guy experienced or what he probably went through, man. You know what I'm saying? But as far as Jamie Foxx, you know, you don't, you know, that's why I said to y'all a couple days ago, you know, if straight men don't play like that, with all due respect, straight men don't play them games, bro. Like, All of them gay games like Charlamagne and Envy be doing on their show. All of that stuff, you know what I'm saying? It's an agenda that's being pushed. And no shade to Cameron and Mace. But I just don't understand how a lot of these topics in podcasts, right? There's always got to be some funny, hey, yo type business on their podcast. Why do they have to have that? You get what I'm saying? Like, you know, are they going to these events and be like, hey, you know, are y'all hanging around a bunch of Caucasian people that play them games? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. But it's getting to the point where, you know, you watch a lot of this stuff or listen to it or whatever, and they always got to push that narrative. It's always got to be some funny stuff involved. Like, you know, not on duty. Like Gilly B and all them say, not on duty. And then you got Cameron and Mace with the paws. It's just, you know, Joe Budden with the weird dogs. It's all a bunch of nonsense on these podcasts. I truly believe they still following the agenda. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to shout y'all out, man, in the chat. Yeah, they said Ecstasy. Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. That industry is wild, man. Them parties be wild. I see Diddy, man. Jay Allen, what's poppin'? Billy Bass, he said prostate. Yo, I can't. Ron Smith said, Jay, what up, though? Love from 7 Mile, Detroit. Salute to everybody on 7 Mile, man. As y'all know, if y'all don't know, man, I lived on 7 Mile in Lindsay, that third house on the block right there. I think my address was 4208 or something like that. It was a while ago. But I lived on 7 Mile in Lindsay, right across the street from that store right there. I lived right there. I was over there, and then we moved from 7 Mile to 9 Mile in Greenfield. You know what I'm saying? I lived all over Detroit. I was over there on Chicago and Linwood. My aunt had a crib over there. And then we wound up, she passed away. We wound up selling the house. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I was all over Detroit, man. I was all over Detroit. Salute to everybody in the 313, man. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all didn't change our area code before. I was out there when the area code was 248. That's when I remember. I don't know the area code y'all got now. It's like 9 something. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, salute to everybody, man. Salute to everybody from the D and all of that. You know what I mean? Everybody from the Midwest and all that, man. Salute Shaul Ben Yaur. Shalom from Dallas. Salute to everybody in Dallas, man. Yeah, they said, Nisi said, I lived in 1402. Yeah, man, appreciate that. They just said, Nisi said, I love you, Jay. I like your video, by the way. Thank you, man. Appreciate you. I'm going to come back later on. You know, the topics I probably talk about later on won't get that many views. So if y'all would like, you know what I'm saying, make sure y'all here at 3 p.m. I'm going to deliver some important news, as always. You know what I'm saying? Important news, man. Miss Deja was popping. Better late than never. Starstone 11 was popping. Jay always while I'm at work. It's all good, man. You catch the replay. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna work on this other video. We're gonna do a video. Let's get to the promo route real quick. We got salute the I don't know if I say it, but salute Ben Dover. Thank you, Bendover, for the donation, man. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you. Bendover is a crazy name. But thank you, Bendover, for the support, man. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. So, yeah, on the Patreon, we got the MK Ultra Child Stars that suffered from forgetting shit. You know what I'm saying? And then we got the Reptilian Cult and the Sun Worship. You know what I'm saying? These people out here be on bad timing. So if y'all not, make sure y'all check in on the Patreon and all of that. Yeah, we gonna be back. We gonna be back with another one. Salute everybody on the check-in at 3 p.m. I'll be back, you heard? But just this is crazy. This is out of control.
Nobody ever tells you that, like, when you get to the top, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. There's just more of that. If you want it, you know, I had ground and scraped and fought to make movies and to make the things that I wanted to make and to sell books and sell scripts. And I was doing all those things. And then I get there and I'm like a broken shell of myself with this relationship that threatened to sort of like truly like wreck my life. And I had done nothing to deserve that. And, you know, I'm like, what is life? Like, what, you know, I'm so backwards.
Right, you thought everything that was going to make you happy didn't.
Yes.
Everything you wanted to do, you were doing, but you still weren't happy.
But I was, you know, but I'm a victim. I'm a product, I should say, of these systems that we all survive in, which is, you know, this sort of capitalist driven corporatocracy kind of driven way of merchandising and commercializing every thought and fear and moment that we have in our lives, and never giving us a chance to slow down. And you know, when I was able to, I was on my way out, and I saw my kids and I saw them grown up, and
you really saw that.
Yes, I did. And and I saw them asking me, just like a mature grown adult would say, you know, say something very calmly without emotion, like, please don't do this. It was such a startling image that, you know, them saying, we need you, that I climbed up out of that. I pulled myself up and I got out of that. And
was it hard to get out of that?
I mean, thank God I work out, because I mean, if I didn't,
you wouldn't have, I wouldn't have the strength to do that,
you know. But I did. And you know, so I got up there. And
did you just get hysterical after that?
Yeah,
just like kind of lost your mind for a second.
Yeah, like, this is where I am. What is wrong? And this is after a good year. This is after making tons of money. This is after, like, this is after accomplishing all the goals. How can that be? Like, that's not something we talk about. That there's nothing there at the top. That, like, you know, that life isn't about, you know, Jim Carrey said it before, you know, I hope everybody gets what they want and gets the riches that their hearts desire, so they realize that that's not what life is all about. That's not what will make you happy. You know, some people have discovered that truth. And so you talk about what inspired me to start talking about something more meaningful on my channel. And it was this realization when I came out of that. I called a doctor that I'd never talked to. I had a shrink in LA. Who seemed to be able to help people like this, you know, it was advertising, that kind of thing. And I said, I need help immediately, like this hour, because I don't know what's going to happen, right? I'm out of my mind. And he sees me, and you know, it was the first time I ever heard the word bipolar and my name in the same sentence. He goes, we took some tests together, and he goes, okay, you're bipolar. Bipolar one, little bipolar two, you know? And I was like, I go, sorry for cussing. A lot of, you know, I know a lot of young people, but you know, you follow me because of the stuff that I talk about on my channel, but I was so pissed. I was like, fuck you, man. And I'm still a little, I'm like, fuck you, man. I'm not. Fuck you. And he was like, okay. Like, he's probably done this 1,000 times with people.
Right. But I almost thought you'd feel like a relief. Like,
no, man.
You know what it is.
You want to put me in a box? You want to put me in a little category, especially a category of like basket cases? Like, fuck you, man. I'm healthy.
That was your initial thought, right?
Yes, dude. I resisted. And then he goes, I think there's medication. And I'm like, fuck you, man. I'm out. And I left, and I like go down to the parking garage, and I'm like sweating and pissed, and I know he's right. And I go back, and I'm like, I'm having a hard time dealing with this, but let's talk about what you know of this.